The Horribly Haunted School, written by Margaret Mahey and read by Richard Mitchley.
Chapter 1. An Ordinary, Boring Day.
Time to go home for breakfast, Monty Merriandrew said to his friend Lulu. I'm hungry.
I'm never hungry, said Lulu.
You're lucky, said Monty. Never having to go home for breakfast, I mean.
I miss the idea of breakfast, though, said Lulu. I loved eating when I was alive. What are you going to do after breakfast?
Go to school, said Monty gloomily. It's just an ordinary, boring day. Apart from Mum's jigsaw puzzle championship, that is.
I hope she wins this year. She tries hard, and we could do with the money. Well, you will come and play spaceships again after school, won't you?
Begged Lulu.
It's so boring haunting a car that's never going to be driven ever again.
Of course I will, Monty promised her.
See you later.
Then he scrambled off through the gorse and grass, looking forward to his breakfast, and even to the boring day stretching ahead of him. After all, he was better off than poor Lulu.
People don't realise how dull it is being a ghost, he thought. I like that old car, but I wouldn't want to haunt it for 50 years. And what happens after the car has rusted away to nothing? Will Lulu just vanish? Or will she have to go on haunting the space where the car used to be?
Monty and Lulu could never make up their minds about this important question. Ghosts are just as mysterious to themselves as they are to anyone else.
All the same, thought Monty as he edged around the last gorse bush, Lulu is lucky in some ways. She doesn't have to worry about her parents the way I have to worry about mine.
He pushed his way out of the gorse bushes and onto the lawn, or what counted as a lawn in the Merriandrew backyard. The grass grew as high as his knees, for Monty's parents were always too busy to cut it. And on that particular morning, they were not only busy, they were bothered as well.